Another earnings alert for you. Shares of Dropbox down almost 8% after they reported earnings. They had $550 million on the top line in revenue for non-GAAP diluted net income adjusted earnings per share of 37 cents on the bottom line. But they did have record free cash flow for the quarter and some pretty strong revenue growth. So let's have a deeper conversation into their earnings with the CEO of the company itself. Drew Houston joins us alongside our own Yahoo Finance's Brian Sozzi for this conversation. Drew, great to have you on the show today. Want to just kind of start off actually on a big piece of news that you had earlier, actually just about a week ago, with the acquisition of Command E. How do you think that's going to transform the business and kind of form your near-term future over there at Dropbox?
Sure. Well, Command E's a universal search company. And after the pandemic, we've been thinking a lot about what we can do to improve hybrid work. And I think we're all feeling like our new remote and hybrid working lives can be a bit overwhelming. We have all these different tools, all our stuff scattered everywhere. And we live in this crazy world where it's easier to search all of human knowledge, if you think about a Google search, than your company's knowledge, or increasingly even your own knowledge, your own stuff. And we think Dropbox can help. In the beginning, we helped you sync your files, have everything in one place. But what used to be 100 files on your desktop are now 100 tabs in your browser. And we can do a lot more to help you keep on top of everything. So Command E is a universal search company. They identified a lot of the same issues. We share a lot of similar vision, and we're really excited to help them scale up.
Drew, I throughout this pandemic, I have thousands of unread emails. It's killing me. I mean, I go to sleep just agitated. I haven't answered all these things. How are you going to solve for some of these issues? What can you do to help solve for it?
Well, we're really interested in helping you organize your working life, right? To bring a little bit of sanity back, to simplify the experience. And so when you look at look at the Command E acquisition, you look at some of the things we launched last quarter, a lot of organizing your stuff takes a lot of manual labor right now. And so one thing we launched last quarter is automated folders that help you, that automate repetitive workloads for you. So like if you're putting something on a website, often you have to convert different things, and often people are doing that kind of one file at a time. But we think about what would a self-organizing Dropbox look like, or how do we give you one view of your important stuff, or one working search box instead of 10? So there's a lot we can do, but we're starting around your content and your stuff and evolving from syncing your files to organizing all your cloud content.
I'm really surprised, Drew, by this market reaction to the core. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Strong on the top line, operating margins up. What do you think the street's missing here?
You know, we often see volatility around earnings. And, you know, from our perspective, Q3 was another strong quarter, record free cash flow, our core business, HelloSign, DocSend, all continuing to do well. And so, you know, we don't directly control the stock price. All we can do is execute. And I'm really proud of what the team's achieved. And, you know, we pay attention to the stock price in the long run.
You were one of the first companies to move all virtual with your workforce. I believe it was last year. What is that looking like now? Any update you can share? And has it helped you attract more workers?
Yeah, it's been great. So we adopted this virtual first model that we announced about 12 months ago. And there isn't a lot I would change about our plans. So our model is a little bit different from kind of the default hybrid setup. So a lot of companies have chosen to go into to ask people to commute a couple days a week. The problem with that is I think a lot of people are finding that either the office is half empty, so you don't get the community you want, or because people have spread out, you're commuting to the office to be back on Zoom, but you're in a noise. But you don't have your snacks or your dog, and it's a noisy environment. So not great. So these were some of the things we were thinking about when we launched our model. Our model's a little different. The primary orientation is working from home, but then we repurposed our offices into what we call studios, which are these collaborative convening spaces, so that we can have a more focused and concentrated in-person experience, but we're not asking people to commute every week.
Hey, Drew, I want to ask about Dropbox Capture. You introduced that pretty recently. It's supposed to be a way to kind of communicate through these short video clips. Now, What do you hope in that? I mean, it's interesting to me because I feel like I'm going to use the S word. Slack already is unbearable with the text. Why do you think video is going to be the future of communication?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we've all been in meetings that should have been, you know, 30-minute or hour meetings that should have been 5 or 10 minutes. And in a lot of ways, well, you lose there's a lot you lose by not being physically together, like that experience of being next to someone at their computer or looking over their shoulder. So Dropbox Capture is a visual communication tool. So where whatever you're seeing on your screen, whether it's a screenshot or being able to take a video, you can share that easily with your team. So it's really great for keeping your team on the same page and really convenient and fast. So it's early, but we're excited to get it out there.
Drew, does Dropbox have a role in the metaverse? And what do you view as the long-term opportunity for the metaverse?
We do. We're building towards the metaverse. I'm really excited about the vision. And you know, if you think about even just last 18 months, think about the shift we've all made. We've shifted from working primarily in physical offices to working out of screens like this. And I think when we look at that experience, you know, just having everybody as little tiles, we can have a much more immersive experience. And that's where things like the metaverse come in, where imagine an immersive environment where people can physically be in different places, but virtually be together. And where Dropbox fits in is if you're working in that kind of environment, you're working in the metaverse, you need your stuff. So for the digital world, you need your digital content. Dropbox can help. And so that's what we're building towards. I mean, it's very early. This will be a long journey, but it's really exciting.
Anyway, Drew, let's expand on that a little bit more, because I mean, a lot of the presentation that we saw of the metaverse is kind of in social applications, but obviously there's a big enterprise application for this as well, being able to have virtual meetings where you'd be able to interact more than just kind of the boxes like almost we're in right now. What do you think Dropbox can add to the table there? And would that involve you having to create your own metaverse? Are you willing to play with Facebook as this kind of develops?
We would integrate. I mean, our strength is in content. And so helping you get your stuff into this virtual world, right? So making it so that whatever documents or whatever presentation you want to give, there's a lot of, you need to do a lot under the hood, the kind of infrastructure and capabilities that we've built to make that happen. So we're certainly integrating with the metaverse. We want to help you get your stuff in and out of the metaverse, from your Dropbox into the metaverse and vice versa. So creating that experience where everybody can be in the same virtual room and everybody can be seeing the same content sounds like a simple concept, but relies on the kind of capabilities that we've built.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's extremely complicated in practice there. But again, Drew Houston, CEO of Dropbox, thanks again for stopping by the show. Brian Sozzi, we'll talk to you again later in the show. You keep popping by.